astral projection, interdimensional guide to out-of-body experiences, a guide on how to travel the astral plane and have an out-of-body experience. Written by Herbert Gonzalez. Chapter 1, Where It All Began. When I was in primary school, my natural science book had a paragraph that read something like this. Human life is made of the following stages. 1. We are born. 2. We grow up. 3. We reproduce. 4. We age. 5. We die. There was a drawing that would illustrate these stages. Even at that young age, I realized that the way the school or society depicted life was depressive and meaningless. Worse yet, I had to memorize these life stages over and over because I knew this question would appear on the exam, and the more I memorized it, the more boring and meaningless life seemed. This created an impact on me. I could not settle for so little. I didn't want to be like the rest. There had to be more to life than this. I now realize why most people are unhappy with their lives. The educational system is designed to create human tools that don't even question what is written in these books. They simply do what they're told. We are born, we grow up, we reproduce, we age, and we die. It's so sad how this is the destiny of most people, not realizing this is part of a system that was never meant to make life happy or meaningful, but to keep the system's gears moving. A mechanical life, turning people into machines. I spent my childhood in a Catholic school. The teachers and priests would always talk about God, heaven, and hell. Well, they mostly talked about hell, but everything regarding creation and God was shrouded in mystery. I knew they just didn't have the answers I was looking for, because they were too scared to explore the unknown and find the answers for themselves. Being a victim of bullying for a great part of my life, I amused myself with my imagination, thinking about other worlds, other possibilities, and escaping to a different reality. My usual readings were comic books, UFO magazines, and books about ghosts, psychic powers, and other mysteries of the world. I have to confess that none of these readings directly influenced my interest in out-of-body experiences. They talked about aliens, clairvoyance, telekinesis, etc., but the topic of astral travel was always missing. My first interest in the subject came from my mother. She would tell me that when she was a little girl, she and her sister had a particularly unusual game. They would take turns locking themselves in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet seat, and repeating the phrase, "I am I, I am I, I am I," over and over again. She didn't know how she learned about that particular phrase, but what would happen next was even more intriguing. She described it as leaving her body and floating around the house, unseen by other people doing their normal day-to-day activities, and then returning to her body. Her younger sister also learned this skill and would do exactly the same, achieving the same result. They were scared but thrilled by the experience and would repeat it often. Until one day, they told my grandmother, who said that they shouldn't be playing with that since, according to her, it was dangerous, and so they stopped doing it and lost interest. They never tried it or could even do it again, although my aunt would confirm her childhood experiences when asked. My mother later lost any interest in topics related to mysticism or the unexplained. However, it was interesting that she always referred to this experience as something that was not mere imagination from a child. I tried to recreate this experience.